Hello, Nimmo Springs Summit, and welcome to day one of the conference. The room is already buzzing with a whole bunch of people grabbing breakfast. And I am Jason Thompson, by the way. I'm your host for our podcast stage over the next couple of days. And I'm joined with, you know, there's nobody better to kick things off than Nimmo President Rhodes Scholar, Vice President of Sales Marketing, Steve August. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Jason. How are you? Thrilled to be here.
I got to ask you, like, straight up, because, you know, you've been to a couple of these over the years, right?
Yeah, just a couple.
Of them. You know, what's the buzz? What's in the air for this year's program?
Ooh, boy. Artificial intelligence, it's at the top of everyone's list, you know, to find out a little bit more about it. You know, is it scary? Is it good? Is it somewhere in between?
Yeah. We're running a panel on that one this afternoon. We did the actual pre-interview, and it was great. You know, the thing with AI, because I've been to so many conferences in so many industries over the last year, everybody's got the same question about AI, and it actually isn't about the scariness as much as it is what tools should I be using, what's out there, what's working, what's not, because there's so much. It's like the Wild West out there,
yeah,
right?
And it ranges all across a whole host of different things. I was in a session, a pre-event session with Tim Peterson, and he was talking about digital marketing strategy. But right at the start, he was showing us photos of him, headshots of him, that were completely AI generated,
right,
from a whole host of other, like 20 or 40 photos that he had done, and they looked amazing.
That's the big thing. I see. I was keynoting, and the woman before me she put up 120 headshots of herself.
Oh my god!
And everything, crowns, yeah, and just like it goes. It's getting there. For me, it's going to be really interesting to see how it does the deep dive, like aggregation of data.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about a program called Gong. And Gong, ooh, will actually evaluate your sales team. So it'll actually listen in on a sales call and say, okay, here's how you might have handled that objection a little bit better, all that sort of stuff.
I like that. I'll have to pass that on to our team.
I ran onto somebody on a plane a couple of years ago, and when this thing was in its infancy, and I'm like, ah, that thing's never going to take. Yeah, sure.
Gong,
it's taken
not
off.
Like the Gong Show.
It's just like the Gong Show. Just like the Chuck Barris Gong Show. You got
really?
It.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
So what about you? What are you excited about? Like, AI is what a lot of everyone else here is,
yeah,
excited about. What about you?
Yeah. For me, we are in a mode of growth. I'm really excited to hear about what people are doing from an acquisition standpoint. We've been doing a lot of interesting things, but, you know, I come here and I always find, you know, something new and unique and interesting. You know, a few years ago, it was connected TV. Last year, I got to hear from Stephanie Stopka from Design Toscano about SMS, and she's back here,
yeah,
again
she's
this year.
Another session this
yeah,
afternoon.
I'm looking forward to hearing even more about that. Last year, I intended to kind of implement a program for us, but I just got waylaid. But so, I you know, things like that, things that are new, things that will help us really drive acquisition, drive growth.
You talk about that idea of growth. If you were going to give a state of the union for the industry right now, what's it feeling like out there?
Ooh, it's a mixed bag. So I have, in my role as president of the board, I get a chance to talk to a whole host of different individuals. And, you know, there's a group out there that's frankly hurting a little bit, but then there's a small group that's doing okay, and then, you know, there's the rare oddity like Rhodes Scholar where we are just crushing it. We grew last year over 40%, and this year we're on track over 20%. So, but that's out of the norm.
Right.
Most people are in a little bit of a tougher situation. There's some critical industry issues going on. We had a postal increase in October or November. We're facing another postal increase in July. Just so you know, you're probably not aware of this because you're not a direct marketer, but in the last 5 years, we've seen postal rates go up over 50%. Like, if you had something in the supermarket go up 50%,
I know,
you'd be like, oh my God, what the heck is going on
it's
here?
It's funny, in Canada, yeah, there's actually something like that happening, and mm-hmm, there's a national boycott that's being called against the grocery store.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, postal issues are of major concern for a lot of the folks that we have here. Competition, Amazon is always out there, the big monster in the room, although they're starting to kind of, you know, they've gotten so big, you get so big, you grow so fast, you start to have some issues as well. And
right.
They're starting to see some of that.
I'm curious, you know, you talked about you're crushing it. There are some that are doing well. are they, is that by design? Like, is there something that you're doing or have tapped into or figured out that, that you think, hey, listen, this is going to help us grow?
Well, I mean, our story is kind of unique. You know, a lot of the folks who are here tend to be hard goods catalogers, or soft goods. So clothing, apparel, furniture. We're in the travel space, and you kind of know what that space was like a few years ago. There was zero travel going on. And now everyone's on revenge travel or really just trying to make up for lost time.
I have not heard that phrase, revenge travel.
Oh, you haven't heard that? Yeah.
I think that's what's happening with me. I think I've been out of the house every 2 weeks for a week since September. It's been great.
Yeah, well, it's important. I mean, for us, we, and I don't know how much you know about Road Scholar, but we are a nonprofit organization. We are here to support folks who are over 50 and supporting them and their lifelong learning mission. We feel that at, no matter at what age, you can always learn something new. And that brings us back to NMOA, which is that's why we're here, to learn things new and to continue that lifelong learning.
So let's take a look at kind of two specific groups. I talked with a bunch of the Rising Stars who you're going to recognize this afternoon.
Yeah, excellent.
What kind of advice would you give them in order for them to succeed at this conference? What kind of questions should they be asking?
Well,
who they should talk to?
The important thing when you're here at NMOA is don't be a wallflower. Talk to anyone and everyone, because you never know who's going to have who you might meet later in life. I've been coming to NMOA for over 20 years, and I know most of these folks here by first name, and you develop relationships. You know the companies that they move along to. So developing those relationships is key, because they can help you drive your organization forward. They can help your personal growth from a networking standpoint, you know, and just help you learn more about the industry. So one is to network. And then two, with each one of the different sessions, you know, as they go to the different sessions, ask themselves, how is this important to me? How can I take this information and use it in my job to be even more successful than I already am? I mean, they're rising stars. So,
yes.
So they're you know, they've been called out by their organizations as being, you know, outstanding. But you can always do better. You know.
Listen, they're a confident bunch. I was very impressed by that. I do a lot of interviews with young people, and you always ask them the same question, and I'm going to say this on stage later, which is, why'd you get this award? And a lot of times you get the, I'm not sure, my company nominated. No, these guys went right at it and knew exactly why they were being
that's
recognized.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's why they're rising stars.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's flip the script, right?
Sure.
So what about people who have been here for 3, 5, 10, 20 years? What advice do you give to them?
Well, the advice I would give to them is just, you know, be on the lookout for new technology. I mean, Gong, I mean, that sounds pretty cool. I didn't know about that until about 5 minutes ago when you mentioned it, so that's something I'm going to take back. Again, just talking to people. That networking piece is important. Find out what other people are doing to succeed, to drive their business forward as well. You know, it's just an opportunity to connect. It's also a little bit opportunity, if things aren't going well, to console with other people.
That's a good point.
You know, and just to feel a little bit better, like I'm not the only one. It's not me. It's, you know, the environment. And then to take that, put it away, and then learn new things to drive your organization forward.
Fantastic. Anything I didn't ask you today that I should have asked you?
No. I mean, you know, with any NMOA, they're all different, right? We have different speakers. We have different content. This year, we've introduced something new, which is a C-suite track. It'll be tomorrow. We have a C-suite breakfast. So we have a lot of presidents and CEOs here. I'm very excited about that. We're going to be talking about, you know, legislation. We're going to be talking about postal reform. So that's brand new this year. But, you know, every NMOA is, like I said, unique. But to some degree, it's all the same in terms of, you know, learning new things, sharing things with other people, and connecting and networking with all of those people at NMOA. I just love coming here because I get to see all the friends that I haven't seen for the last year.
Outstanding. Speaking of those friends, when you're done here and you head on home, if someone wants to contact you or connect with you, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can reach me at steve.august, so Steve, S-T-E-V-E, .august, like the month, at Road Scholar, R-O-A-D, Scholar, S-C-H-O-L-A-R, .org. The O-R-G is pretty important.
The ORG is pretty important, as are you, Steve August. Thank you so much for joining us.
Jason, what a pleasure chatting with you this morning. Thank you so much.
Steve August, who's the board president, and I misidentified you at the beginning. You were the VP of marketing.
Because,
you know, it's a lot to hold sales and marketing, right?
Yep. No, I have them both, but thank you so much,
Awesome,
Jason.
Awesome, Steve. Thanks so much. Here. All right, let's have a great conference. We'll be back with more from the Spring Summit here at NMWA throughout the day.